PayPal is in trouble. It's still everywhere, but behind the scenes, it's losing users fast. They've slashed thousands of jobs, their stock is down almost 80%, and for the first time ever, their user count is shrinking. PayPal has pushed customers to the limit. Higher fees, worse service, and something much worse. But have people finally had enough of PayPal? It seems like forever that the yellow PayPal button has been everywhere. Essentially, a middleman that lets you pay quicker. When you go to a new website, there it is. Your balance or all your card details. It converts currencies, runs fraud checks, and it's pretty convenient. No typing card numbers, no filling out details, an easy purchase in one click. Yet, it's not just the button. PayPal is everywhere. They own Braintree for card processing. They do international transfers. There's also Venmo for peer-to-peer transfers. They offer buy now, pay later with Pay in 4. They even dabbled in crypto and manage billions in online donations. This company is fused into the fabric of e-commerce. And the result? Massive. PayPal still reports over 438 million active accounts. In 2025, they generated record revenue of $32 billion. If you're looking at a spreadsheet, everything looks fine, but there's much more going on here. PayPal became the internet's default checkout button, and that's where the problems begin. The question isn't if the service is getting worse, it's whether you've noticed yet. When a company reaches this level of presence, it stops having to compete on value. It starts charging what we call the ubiquity tax. PayPal's value proposition is convenience and peace of mind, and they're pushing the peace of mind as far as they can. If you're a merchant, the core online rate is already steep, 3.49% plus 49 cents for a standard US web transaction. International, that's another 1.5% tacked on. Currency conversion? PayPal takes a hidden markup, often between 3 and 4% of the total. That's three separate charges on one transaction. Even if you're just a consumer trying to get your money out, there are more tolls. Need instant access to your funds? That's about 1.75% right off the top. If you're cashing out frequently, you're paying a steady, invisible tax just to access your own money. But then comes the real sting, when things go wrong. Disputes and chargebacks carry heavy penalties. PayPal slaps merchants with a dispute fee and a commonly cited $20 chargeback fee in the US, regardless of who wins. And as the fees rose, the perks vanished. They cut the popular Return Shipping on Us program in late 2022. For users outside the US, they even introduced inactivity fees, up to 10 euros if your account sits dormant after just 1 year. All these fees might be tolerable if the customer service was exceptional. If PayPal is by far the best, it's okay to pay them a bit more. You're paying for security, peace of mind, and safety. Right? Well, the reality is quite different. PayPal's customer service is awful. On the Better Business Bureau, PayPal has a rating of 1.1 out of 5. Why? For one, PayPal keeps locking accounts, seemingly for no reason. A large transfer, a new country, claiming the user is actually a business, or just a glitch in their automated system. Or sometimes, simply no reason. Phoning or emailing support does nothing. Users often have to wait for months to have it reopened, and in some cases, years. Imagine having your bank account with your funds in it unavailable for months. You suddenly can't access your cash. When you try to call, you hit a wall of automated responses and endless hold music. This isn't an accident, but it goes way beyond this. You'd think this means PayPal is safe and secure, right? Well, in reality, it's essentially a scammer's paradise. For example, a fake seller ships you a box with nothing in it but gives it a tracking number. Yet even when you realize you've been scammed, PayPal has proof of delivery. For all goods under $750, aka those that don't require signatures, PayPal will often side with the scammer. In their view, you already got your item. How can you prove you don't have your item if it was tracked? Take a photo of an empty box? But that's just one method. Scammers will use the friends and family method, which dodges purchase protection. Or they'll send a real PayPal invoice saying something alarming like, incoming $168 charge. Call now. But sneakily attach their support email. PayPal feels like a more expensive and worse platform. But what if the problem isn't just cost? What if the problem is power? PayPal has been dominant online for many years, and as their power grew, so did something else. They stopped feeling like a neutral platform just moving money from A to B. It started feeling like a gatekeeper that could lock you out whenever it wanted, and it goes beyond locking all those accounts too. A 2023 consumer suit alleged that PayPal's merchant terms prevented sellers from encouraging customers to use cheaper payment options. The company was actively working to stop merchants from helping you save money. The anti-steering case was dismissed in late 2025, but the court allowed plaintiffs to amend the complaint, so the fight is far from over. And it reveals what's really going on, which is not that surprising. PayPal wants to be the one and only gateway. The real source of user anxiety is simpler: control over your own money. For sellers, PayPal's terms allows them to hold funds for up to 21 days, but sometimes even longer. This is different from locking accounts. They can impose a safety buffer reviewed on a 180-day cycle, meaning if you run a small business making a few thousand dollars in sales, PayPal can decide to hold some of that money for 90 days. For a brand new business owner or seller, a 21-day hold, or in many cases, 90 days, can be the difference between paying suppliers and going out of business. This is if they determine you're a high-risk business, but the process feels very arbitrary. For one, this is typically instances of 10%, but sometimes PayPal becomes a bit of a tyrant. In one case in the UK, PayPal held 90% of a charity's income back, yet these were held in February and only released in July, much longer than 21 or even 90 days. The charity thought this was extreme, but PayPal disagreed. Unfortunately for PayPal, they were ordered to pay 8% in compensation for their incredibly disproportionate reserve limit. But PayPal's tyranny seems to go much deeper. The final straw for many was the infamous misinformation fiasco in October 2022. A policy update was briefly published suggesting that users could face steep financial damages, up to $2,500, for prohibited activities. Nothing abnormal there, except this includes vaguely defined terms like misinformation. These were identified by sending, posting, or publication of any messages, content, or materials promoting misinformation. And customers could have to pay damages of up to $2,500 each time. The backlash was massive. Even the US Consumer Financial Protection Bureau began to investigate. It caused their stock price to tumble. PayPal's former president, David Marcus, even said, "It goes against everything I believe in." PayPal wasn't just moving money anymore. They were, allegedly, threatening to reach into your account and fine you for posting the wrong thing. PayPal quickly walked it back, claiming it was an error, but it's hard to believe terms like these were an error. It seems like they only walked it back because they had gone too far, but the damage was irreversible. For many, this was the wake-up call that confirmed their fears. PayPal saw itself not just as a payment processor, but as a moral arbitrator. With the power to reach into your account and extract money based on subjective rules, it was no longer just expensive, it was authoritarian. With rising fees, terrible service, and a complete loss of trust, users are beginning to move. For the longest time, PayPal was the default, but it feels like that's changing. After the misinformation disaster, PayPal's user accounts peaked and began to decline for the first time in their entire history. Only a bit for now, but it shows us something major. The tide is shifting and beginning to move away from PayPal. The first major front is cross-border payments. Users are moving to services that are cheaper, faster, and far more convenient, and there are many alternatives. This used to be PayPal's lucrative playground, but companies like Wise and Payoneer have completely redefined the game. Wise built a massive business on a single transparent promise: the real exchange rate, a low upfront fee, and instant transfer speed. Over 15.6 million customers now move over 145 billion pounds a year through Wise. About 65% of their transfers land in 20 seconds or less. It's faster than PayPal, but also has lower fees and better mid-market exchange rates. Just to be clear, this video is not sponsored by Wise, but it shows that the market has changed. You don't need to use PayPal. And this is just the beginning. The biggest threat isn't a competitor, it's the evolution of the hardware in your pocket. The Yellow branded checkout growth is stalling. This is one of PayPal's best profit engines, but it only grew by about 5%, which is already down from the previous quarters. It doesn't sound like much, but this was enough to cause the share price to drop 8%. Analysts were underwhelmed because the unbranded processing volume also slowed dramatically, dropping from nearly 30% growth to just 2%. There are two reasons driving this. First, Shopify is steering its massive user base to its own integrated solution, ShopPay. Second, merchants are prioritizing other buttons and listing them above PayPal. They highlight whatever is cheapest and converts buyers the best. Sometimes this is Shopify, but also another option, device wallets, Apple Pay, and Google Pay. These solutions are preloaded, require zero login, and sit right in the thumb zone of your screen. Even if PayPal is fast, you have to wait for another window to open, which sometimes requires a login and then several more steps. Google Pay and Apple Pay feel instant. When a customer is ready to buy, the quickest one-tap solution always wins. PayPal is now slower and less convenient than the default wallet built into your phone, and more people are spending money from their phone. In fact, 70% of all e-commerce purchases during the 2022 holiday season were made on smartphones, and that seems to be rising. PayPal isn't going to disappear overnight. They're too massive, too embedded in millions of stores, but things do seem to be slipping. The core engines of their business, the high-margin features that once made them indispensable, are quietly breaking down. They're losing ground because they've become slower, more expensive, and less reliable than the competition. They got comfortable. They made you pay a premium for the privilege of using a system that no longer works in your favor. The PayPal tax isn't going anywhere, but users are. Unlike PayPal, this channel is still growing, and we're closing in on 1 million subscribers. If you haven't subscribed already, I would really appreciate it if you did. If you're using PayPal, you're paying more for worse service when there are so many better alternatives. Will PayPal see this exodus and actually change something, or is this the beginning of a slow, painful demise? Only time will tell. Another giant company that people are leaving in droves is Adobe. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.